Jim Korekach, thank you for spending some time with me to talk about your experiences with Band of Gypsies at the Fillmore back in early 1970. How are you?
I'm fine, Michael. Thank you.
I have never met anybody who was at Band of Gypsies. How did you end up at the Fillmore that day?
Well, actually, Michael, I grew up in the Monal Homestead area. I was residing with a fellow who was separated from his wife at the time, and we were both steel workers. He worked at U.S. Steel Homestead Works at the time, which at that time I was working at Jones and Lachlan Steel Corporation down on 2nd Avenue. I was working 4 to 12, and my roommate John picked me up and said, let's go to New York for New Year's. It sounds good. And I'd like to say we just kept on going, but we must have went home to pack a bag because I didn't go to work in a double-breasted velvet suit, which I ended up wearing at the Fillmore that night, green velvet suit with bell bottoms.
All right. Okay.
So we must have went home and packed a bag and drove all night and ended up in New York on New Year's Eve, which was our goal.
Yes.
The plan was to spend New Year's Eve in New York City, Times Square. And that's what we did. We accomplished it. What led me to the Fillmore was New Year's Eve after Times Square. We had spent the evening at Joan Amos Club, Bachelor's 3, and it was being run by his brother, Frank, who I met that evening from Beaver Falls.
Yes.
So we spent the evening at Bachelor's 3. So we went back to the hotel and, of course, had too much to drink on New Year's Eve and spent the day in my room watching college football bowl games. At that time, all the bowl games were usually played on New Year's Day. There were some smaller bowls.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a phone call